Hey guys, got a quick question for you. Can I get a oh yeah?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You are now listening to the Shane Edmonds Show.
Everybody, welcome back to the Shane Edmonds Show. Here with I'm Josh. We've got Blake over here. How you doing, Blake?
I'm good.
And now we're gonna go over to Jason. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful.
Ooh,
I'm
ooh, Jason's got headphones.
I do have headphones. I can hear my own voice. It is very interesting. I like it.
We're going to talk about something that really fucking grinds my gears. Sorry for the language. I'm going to try to tone that back a little bit. Do you know what grinds my gears, though?
What grinds your gears?
When I'm out to eat with my family, and I'm having a good time, and I look over, and I see these people. I don't even know if I'd call them people. They're friggin' disgrace. A couple sharing a meal.
Hold on.
Sharing a meal. Who does? What are you? A child?
I do that.
Or hold on, even worse, people who order off the kids' menu. Mm.
Yes, that pisses me the fuck off.
Like most of
these. Hold on. Why is it? Hold on. I want to know why your gears are grounded and why you're pissed off.
Well, first of all, most of these menus say like 12 and under anyway.
So and if they're letting the adults order off of it, they obviously don't give a shit.
You know what? Expand your taste buds. Don't be a goddamn child.
What about the seniors and they ain't got a senior menu and it ain't about the taste buds, it's just about the portion size?
Gotcha. No. No. Doesn't matter.
You're coming from somebody who don't eat leftovers. What if they don't eat leftovers?
So? I'm not going to order a bland-ass chicken tenders or a quesadilla just because I don't want to have a leftover sirloin. Like, no. Mm. That doesn't make sense. Back to the original topic.
I share with my wife. Meals. I share. But we order like a good fajita, like the Texas fajitas. We get the chicken, the steak,
different.
And the shrimp.
That's different.
I'm not sharing a burger.
This is more this is more about people going out sharing a burger, sharing a 6 ounce sirloin. How are you gonna split a 6 ounce sirloin?
And then they get pissed when the waiter doesn't put it on two fucking plates.
Oh, hold up. I don't ever get pissed. I'm actually surprised when it comes out on two plates. Okay. I have shared a burger, okay, at a local spot. But also we had side salads, appetizers, and we shared a good burger. So, oh, somebody a little thirsty up in here.
Sorry.
Yeah, so I share meals with my wife. I don't see anything wrong with it, especially if you're into portion control.
Fuck that.
I don't think I've ever... Other than a fajita, like that's a shareable size.
Yeah.
That's understandable. But like anything else, no, doesn't matter. I'll share an appetizer. If you want to get like a sampler platter, hell yeah, we'll share that. I'll tear it up.
I don't even like sharing my fucking French fries with my wife.
Ask my son.
You greedy bastard.
Ask my son what the number one rule in our house is. Mm. Daddy don't share food. Mm. Daddy does not share food.
You're selfish.
I am a fat ass is what I am.
Damn.
I don't know. Ask Mimi. She'll tell you all about my fat ass.
Oh, Mimi. Why is Mimi getting brought up every podcast?
Because we love Mimi.
Mimi, we love you, just so you know.
You might not think so, but we do.
We do love you, Mimi.
So y'all don't like people that share food or order off the kids menu. Listeners, tell us what you think about that one.
Yeah, and the whole bitching that you don't get it put on two fucking plates.
I'm not going to bitch about that. As somebody who orders two meals, I don't ever bitch when I ask politely, hey, can we get a second plate? Oh, yes, sir. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, there's no bitching, and I don't feel any kind of emotion that I had to ask for one, if that makes any sense. I don't know how I feel, so I don't have any emotion. So,
understood.
You know?
Understood.
Hey, did you guys see this week that one of the Richmond City board members has filed a document, I don't even know the correct word here, like a legal injunction to look into legal investigations on Mayor Stoney.
Wasn't it a letter to like a judge or a counselor or something?
Yeah. So it was like an open letter, I guess, or to the judge.
And the state police like superintendent or whoever was CC'd on it. And then one other person was also attorney general.
The state attorney general was also CC'd
on it.
For illegally removing Civil War statues off of Monument Avenue.
That would cost $1.8
million. $1.8
million
that could have gone to Richmond City schools, public schools.
And had a company that did it that funded Stoney's campaign. Or something like that. I can pull it up, what it said.
Yeah, I thought in the letter it worded something about he had an actual part ownership in this company.
And didn't I see that they had only been operating and in business for like 10 days or something like that?
That's why I thought it was all kind of awkward.
Shell company linked to one of Mayor LeVar Stoney's political contributors.
Yep. Okay. I stand corrected. He was not owner, but it was a shell company linked to a contributor to him.
So you know, every crane company in Virginia declined that deal.
But that's not surprising at all,
because they knew it was going to come to this.
Yeah, and so basically, what I heard from a friend who services a crane company in the state, that they all kind of work together,
mm-hmm.
and if he gets a big job down in Virginia Beach, he will call like a company down there and say, "Hey, throw on 10% to this quote, and I'll take the 10%, and you take that." So he don't have to drive his truck all the way down there.
Yeah. So they're working with each other.
Little inside source. Yeah. So all
Virginia.
There's
nothing wrong with that.
No. I mean, good business.
Businesses working, you know, small independent businesses working together to survive. No, absolutely nothing wrong with that. But let's be clear. While there were some technical things that Governor Northam threw out there, giving power, quote unquote, to Mayor Stoney, he still did things very rapidly, and didn't take any, you know, quotes. That's very expensive to move these monuments that are now just chilling at the water
at a wastewater facility.
Wastewater facility.
What the hell's up with that?
Like, you couldn't even. I thought they were going into a warehouse. That's what we were all told.
I think that's what we all thought, yeah.
They're going to some huge, massive warehouse where they'll be stored and protected. But now they're sitting beside a tub, a vat full of shit. Interesting.
Gotta love it.
Interesting.
What's the next topic, boys?
I got one.
Bring it on up. What do we got?
Let's go local.
Local.
First off, Calabash still fucking operating.
Yeah, there were a few cars. We just drove by a few minutes ago. There were cars out. I mean, it wasn't packed like it typically is on a Friday night, but there were some cars out there.
And Hanover County names, school names for former Lee Davis and Stonewall Jackson.
God. All right, so anybody who's a Hanover County local, or anybody who follows the Facebook page or anything that knows anything about Hanover. So they, last week, they were accepting
suggestions
on the name change from the public. This week, they've narrowed it down to 15 names, I believe, and used SurveyMonkey to take a survey on those 15 names. Most of them, if not all but one of them, were pretty garbage, in my opinion. Where are you guys at on that?
Yeah, I agree. The only one, the one that we suggested, which would be Mechanicsville, that was the only good one on the list.
Yeah. I saw maybe some contenders for, you know, top three. names, but
I like Freedom just because I saw someone say like the Freeman Eagles. Freedom Eagles or something like that. But,
from Freeman.
But still, like, no. It
but what's that got to do with Hanover County?
Nothing.
Like, I love the name Freedom.
And so we're going to go from a Confederate school name to then go to Freedom?
Yeah, but Freedom what? Freedom High? I don't know. That just doesn't roll off the tongue very well.
I mean, I guess the other question is, do you want to do the middle school and the high school the same name, or are you going to pick two names off of that list?
Well, it was two questions. There was pick your top five for your high school and then pick the top five for the middle school or something like that. I mean, but they were the same exact names for both.
Yeah, like yeah, you only get one list to choose from, yeah.
Let's go over some of those names. Willow Branch, Pine Hill.
Where does Willow Branch come from? Somebody's front yard?
New Dominion?
The New Dominion building?
Yeah.
The New Dominion what? Or is this the New Dominion because Old Dominion's racist? I don't know.
I mean, New Haven, but did you see in the Hanover
New Patriots, Haven what? New Haven?
Yeah.
New Haven, Connecticut?
Did you see the Hanover Patriots post about the history of New Haven? It was one of the first places in Hanover County because it was a port on the river and blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
So did that get recommended by all them Hanover Patriots?
Well, it clearly made it in there somehow out of the 3,000.
New Haven. When I hear New Haven, I think of Connecticut. Sorry.
I think of somewhere up north.
Connecticut.
I mean, why not just fucking go Mechanicsville?
I don't know.
It's too easy.
Why did Cold Harbor not make the cut?
Because that's a battlefield.
When that, someone said that was a battle. And it's like, well, the Confederates lost the war, so it ain't like we're fucking affecting history at all.
That's what I'm saying. I think the other two schools, there's three more schools that are probably going to get tied up in this before it's all said and over with. You got Battlefield Park Elementary, Patrick Henry High School, and Cole Harbor Elementary. All three of those names are somehow, in my opinion, at some point in time, going to be deemed racist.
I agree. 100%.
I don't see how Battlefield Park could be racist.
Because you're talking about battlefields from the Civil War. I don't know. I don't know. None of it makes sense to me. None of it. I can't comprehend the issues that are going on. I can comprehend the issues. I can't comprehend some of the more deeper thought processes that people are coming up with. You know, I said Pine Hill. Where does Pine Hill come from?
Yeah, there were quite a few of them on there that I was like, what is that? What?
Where does Pine Hill? Who suggested? If anybody's listening, you suggested Pine Hill, please reach out to us. Where does this come from?
Yeah, tell us what it means.
Is this a road in a neighborhood? I don't know.
I mean, I heard a couple people said, like, you know, Gaines Mill, but again, that was a battle.
Another battle, yeah. Gaines Mill.
Pine Creek, Pioneer, Progress Point, Twin Rivers, Dogwood, Creek
Progress Rock. Point.
Because we're making progress here in Hanover County. We're changing names, baby.
Creek Run? Like, what? Because there's a fucking creek right down the street from Stonewall Middle?
All right, let's talk about some more local guys. Style Weekly. You know Style Weekly? It's like the Richmond-based magazine.
Sure, I didn't know that. No, but, yeah.
So Style Weekly released The Best of Richmond.
And?
This past week.
And?
I want everybody to know, my favorite donut spot, Country Style Donuts, was voted number one best donuts in Richmond.
I would have to agree with that. They have the best donuts. They are so delicious, and my fat ass cannot get enough of them.
I will say I don't eat donuts, but we actually had Country Style.
You did.
At my wedding.
And I loved every second of it. First of all, we've talked about this. The River City Woodfire Pizza and then Country Style Donuts, and I was in heaven all evening long.
And backup best man. Don't forget that.
And the backup best man.
Yeah. I think the best pizza joint in Richmond was Bottoms Up. Bottoms Up was voted number one.
I will agree.
That's hard to argue. That's hard to argue.
I was a little disappointed that River City Woodfire Pizza didn't make the cut. They're not even on the top three.
I wonder if that's because they don't have a restaurant.
Yeah, it's a catering company, so that's probably why. Slash food truck. They would probably win best food truck.
It doesn't matter because there were some other food truck things on different, number one, whatever. There were some on there that I was like, what the hell, man? How did they even make top three? Right? We're talking about River City Woodfire Pizza. They should have made top three or honorable mention at least for best pizza, right? How does Mexico restaurant get voted like number one best Mexican?
I mean, they have the biggest chain, I think, of
Mexican I don't care. Restaurants. It's best Mexican, not biggest chain.
I know, but their name's out there, so they'll get more votes across the whole. What
about Plaza Azteca?
There's only three.
There's way more than three.
Not in the Richmond area.
Mm-mm. All right.
My thought process on it. So what I want to know is, did we make it on there for the podcast list?
No, we did not.
Damn it.
Was there a podcast list?
There was not a...
Okay, then. So there's a reason.
Podcast list, but there was news... reporting list and Ooh. Stuff like that.
We'll be on there next year for sure.
We got some tough competition. I know NBC 12 swept
the media categories. Yeah.
Okay, so like for best anchor,
Kurt Autry.
I can't argue that.
No, not at
but
all.
But then it was like Sarah Bloom, and it was all the time. All three were from NBC 12. Then meteorologist, all three were from NBC 12.
Andrew Frieden.
Megan Wise,
and then Jim Duncan. It literally was all anything new, local news, media related. NBC 12 took first, second, third. You know, all the individuals.
That's because we lost Nikki D. Ray.
Actually, she got vote. Actually, she was in.
She was on the list.
She was on the. I think she was on the meteorologist. So I was like, how did she make it on there? She got moved now. Whatever. John Burkett, my man, got honorable mention on one of them, though.
Okay. Speaking of John Burkett, did you see that there were three shootings in like a 24-hour period in the Richmond central area yesterday? A teenager died from Gilpin Court at MCV early Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. There was a double shooting in Hopewell where one died, and then there was a shooting yesterday afternoon, mid-afternoon, mm-hmm. where a teenager died. Don't remember where that one was. That's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Just speaking of Burkett, you know, he's on the scene.
I'm not surprised. I would be willing to guess that all three of those territories are Democrat run.
Yeah. Well,
say it ain't so. I mean, say it ain't so.
I mean, let's be honest. You know, I'm sorry. People talk about the police. Let's talk about the Democrats and where they keep minorities.
Let's speak on the Democrats. Do you see the video on Facebook trending of the black female running for Congress in Baltimore?
Of course I did.
Biggest, like...
Beautiful.
Ice cold brew.
I wasn't talking about the can open. I'm talking about the actual... Her campaign video was beautiful.
Yeah, that thing is blowing up.
It's very factual. It's facts. I mean, it's... People need to wake up and realize, like, look, I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm just telling you to wake up and smell the roses. You know? The best part of waking up, Folgers in your cup. You know what I mean? Wake up and smell the coffee.
Is that an ad there?
No, it's not an ad. I don't drink coffee at all, so don't take my recommendation on any kind of coffee. It's very factual. She has a lot of facts, you know, and you take somebody like Joe Biden. What has he done in the 40-some years he's been in office? You listen to his campaigns.
I know he's touched a lot of kids. I don't know other than that.
A lot of women.
What's up with his son, though? His son's, like, not even really promoting him, I saw.
I'm just saying, when you've been that long in politics and you're still politicking and you're still campaigning, this is what I'm planning to do. That's any. I don't care what side of the field you're on for this one. Listen to what I'm saying right here. I want you two guys to listen, and our listeners to listen to this. And what I'm about to hit you with is going to be deep. Any politician who's going around, this is what I'm going to do, what I want to do, versus listen to the guys that are saying, this is what I've done. That's deep. What has Biden done?
You got a good point.
What has he done? 40-some years in office, what has he done?
Beats me.
I can tell you, I know a man that's only been in office in four years and done a lot more.
3.5.
Oh, we're coming up on four. Whatever.
Yeah, but he didn't even take office till January, 18th or whatever. Yeah, you know?
But listen, my point is,
I get your point. I'm just saying the facts here.
I'm trying to be the comedic relief, and you won't let me be it.
No, you can be comedic all you want. I just want people to know. Think about that. That's deep. And there's a lot of anti-Trumpers out there. And I'm okay with that. Because you know what? America's great because we got freedom of opinion. Freedom of everything that other countries don't have. You know?
Yeah, you are right.
That's what makes it great. I mean, all three of us sitting here in front of these microphones, we all got different opinions. A lot of them the same. But we still have different opinions. You two, I think it's ridiculous to share a meal. I think it's beautiful.
And speaking of having different opinions here, I really want someone to reach out to us that has a completely different opinion on the main things we talk about here to message us, and we will bring them on.
Yeah.
I would love to have a fourth person here that just come on that does not stand with what the majority of us three stand on.
And have an intellectual conversation.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to argue with shit. Legitimate.
There's not going to be any arguing. There's not going to be any, you know, name calling. I want to have, but come in here with some facts. I'll tell you that right out the gate.
It'll literally be like two Rams out there butting heads. It'll be a nightmare.
Especially because our guest has to sit next to Jason.
Yeah, they're
we might have to move the nameplates around. Let them sit diagonal.
You're gonna drive people away, Jason.
I'm going with Justin. My spirit animal might be Mike Tyson when it comes to the political arena. You know, Blake, what else you got over there, man?
I got one funny one, and then one just like brain rattler.
Let's go funny.
Let's do some fun stuff, guys.
Okay, so we had.
Let's have a little silly goose time.
We had a listener give us some feedback on what he wanted to hear.
What's he want to hear?
Favorite Walmart / bystander story. Like something wild as shit that we've seen. I literally
went to Walmart today.
So when I think of Walmart, I think of that video.
Of the girl twerking?
That I tagged on.
I'm wondering, because like, it's
local too.
It seems so empty in there. I'm wondering if that's like one of those 1 a.m. she was drunk or high and they're at Walmart and she just starts twerking.
Yo,
It had to have been.
Anybody who's listening, this video was taken at the 9 Mile location in Eastern Henrico Walmart. There's in the video.
She's literally got her leg up on the meat cooler, like twerking, like the island meat coolers,
and her boo or whatever you. I mean,
and he's sitting there recording.
He's recording it, and then you got the dude that's recording them recording. They're like, "What in the hell's going on? Look at this shit!"
I'm telling you, somebody was drunk and or high. Had to be.
I'm trying to find the video so I can post it in the Facebook page so people will can know.
Do that.
That's literally, I think, the craziest thing I've ever seen at Walmart. Unless you go to peopleofwalmart.com.
Oh, God.
Oh, I found it.
What was the post about this girl, Sam?
What?
Did y'all not see that?
No. Oh.
You talking about the employee? She made it like employee of the month. Oh, what the hell was that? Yeah.
I tagged y'all in that. That shit was hilarious. What and people were just roasting her. Like, they were giving her a shout out, and people were just, you know, Walmart terrible for checkout lines and da 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 da. So they were just coming in the comments and just giving this girl a hard time. One said, "I had to use the bathroom so bad, and Sam stabbed the four people in line in front of me so I could check out and then go to the bathroom."
Or I saw somewhere like
dedication.
She saw my kid breaking down in the middle of fucking Walmart, so she had decided to adopt him so I don't have to deal with him anymore.
Way to go, Sam. Way to go. I let y'all on my rant since I went to Walmart today?
Yeah, let's go. Let's hear it.
All right. So this is... let's call this people of Walmart. Peoples with an S, plural, of Walmart.
Can we hashtag this and like make it a new thing?
Peoples?
Peoples of Walmart.
That's fine.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Start a little
trend.
All right,
so here's my rant with Walmart right now. At the Mechanicsville location, there's three entrances. Normally.
Count them. You got the garden entrance.
Yep, the middle entrance.
You got the
the home goods.
The home goods entrance, and then you have the grocery entrance.
Yep. Right? So during this COVID, they have closed down the garden and the home goods entrance. So there's only one entrance that you can come and go out of, and that is the grocery entrance.
It's fucking stupid.
And not only is it one entrance, they got these damn steel gates set up.
Like you see out for Black Friday to create a line coming out of Target.
Yeah, like...
except they're trying to cattle herd you into Walmart with it.
Concerts, you know what I'm saying? Right? So now you got to walk past that entrance to loop back around to walk into the steel gates to get in, because they only want you, people obviously couldn't read before the pandemic, and they would come out of the entrance side. You know, anybody that knows a Walmart, they got doors that operate automatically. One's for entering, one's for exiting, but for some reason people walk in through the exit and out through the entrance all the time.
If the door opens, I'm going. I mean, fuck it.
And I don't. The foyer's so big in a Walmart. Who really gives a shit about that? But they've got it sectioned off now, where you can actually, you have to go in one way and come out one way out of one entrance. Okay. If we're in a pandemic, and if we're supposed to be social distancing and wearing masks and all this stuff, I guess what burns me up is they got you, like, cattle going in through this gated section, and everybody's shoulder to shoulder because they all got to make their way and make this damn, 180-degree turn to get into the gates, and then walk another 10-foot to turn left to get in the doors. And then people are stopping in the damn foyer because they don't know where the hell they want to go.
I've got a solution.
Open all three entrances? Is that it?
No.
Make one entrance.
If you park by grocery pickup, you don't have to do a 180 turn. You just walk straight into the corral.
But it was so, and like Walmart, typical me, I'm not the one to park in the crowded section of Walmart parking lot.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why I park by the where people pull in to pick up their where people bring it out to you.
Oh, on the side.
Yeah, on the side of the
day.
Oh, Lord. Was it packed over there?
Our tractor trailer had broken down, so Robinson's Towing, this is not a shout-out or a paid ad, was over there hooking up and trying to maneuver all around, so there was no...
I got you.
If I went over there...
Okay.
And, of course, all the fucking employees park over there by the trees, which takes up a shit ton of parking spots.
They got to get all that shade.
Look, listen here. They just need to open up to all three goddamn entrances, because I'm a park on the automotive side. I park like I'm about to get some fucking tires put on my car, but then I walk in through the garden department.
Literally. I mean, when all this first started, Kroger had theirs where you only entered through one side and you only exited through the other side. But now they've opened it all up. Kroger's 100% open now.
You can go through and come out of whatever door you want to go.
Well, that's how Publix has always been, like a... enter and exit, really one way.
Yeah. But that was like that when they opened.
Yeah, and that works out good, though. Just do it like that. Walmart's so fucking big.
Yeah. Well, here's my other complaint. Let me throw this in there. Walmart's switching over to a majority self-checkout. And they got two different sections at self-checkout. They got the quick lane self-checkout and the regular self-checkout, just like you would have a...
So like a 12 items or less and then a regular, yeah, and you can bring like your whole
similar freaking... to, yeah, similar to Kroger, I guess your 12 items or less would be the little spinny thing with all the bags on it. Mm-hmm. And then normal self-checkout would have like a conveyor belt, kind of like BJ's. Kind of,
yeah, like a BJ's would, yeah.
Yeah, so nobody was really in the self-checkout. And typical Walmart, they only had one cashier. And everybody was waiting for the damn cashier. And the line was so long, it went down, it crossed the main aisle and was going down the aisle beside all the Home Goods.
They all needed cigarettes. That's why they were all waiting in line.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not saying they do or they don't, but what I'm saying is in the middle of a pandemic, you got everybody coming and going out of one door.
And you got like everybody in one line.
Looking like a bunch of cattle, and then everybody else is standing in one line because you only got one register open.
And then you can't cross through to the home and garden section because it's blocked off of the line. I just needed
to
get
to the outdoor section to buy me a damn fishing license.
You could have bought that on your fucking phone. You realize that?
No, I don't.
Come to the 21st century, baby. It's beautiful here.
I guess after this episode, you need to show me how. But it's over and done with until next August. So I'll get with you next year, Blake.
Yeah.
Look, I'm last minute. Okay? I needed it. And I knew that Walmart had it.
But see, now you can go in and I'm pretty sure you can just download it to your phone through the DGIF app. Well, and then just set it up to auto-renew, so then you won't ever have to worry about this ever again.
Hell were you at when I needed to know this?
Snapchat away, because you were on her ass today.
That's true.
Fucking lighten it up.
Anybody else got another story? Peoples of Walmart? People?
I don't have another story.
I have, it's from forever ago, but
that's fine. Let it rip.
Was back when Skate America was open, baby, the OG. So we made
Friday night.
I didn't witness this, so does it still count though?
No,
really?
I don't care. Because
it's from a Hanover County deputy.
That's fine. Let it rip. I want to hear.
Doesn't count.
I want to hear it though.
Why not? We were friends with him because my dad and stepmom worked at Skate America.
Doesn't count. Don't care.
And they said that one night the deputy was working Walmart because, you know, they used to always station up there. And two guys came in bikini tops and roller skates.
Two guys?
Two guys through the fucking store.
Do you have one, Josh?
This isn't a Walmart story, but it is an odd thing I've seen story. And you actually witnessed this, too. When we were at Emerald Isle.
You've caught my attention.
We were at Emerald, what was it, almost five years ago now, and the house we were staying in was beachfront and right next to the the beach access. So every day at like 5 or 5:30, somewhere between 5 and 6, every day, these people would come out to the beach. They'd play in the water for a little bit.
The public beach access ran beside the house. Yeah, that's what I said,
right beside the house.
Yeah.
So they'd come out, they'd come up that public access, they'd go to the beach, they'd play in the water for a minute, and then they'd leave.
It was an old couple.
But they were wearing, like, I'd say 50s era bathing swimwear.
Yes. 50s,
like, think of like red and white striped one piece a bathing suit, like for the woman,
and the same for the man.
Yeah, he had the one that had like sleeves on it and all that. Yeah.
It was like a onesie.
It was the crazy. Like we were like, what is going on?
And they had a grandson with them.
Yes,
too,
a little kid. Little kid. Yeah.
What the fuck?
We never got the courage to go out and ask him, but we'd be sitting there about to eat dinner every night, and they'd come walking by, they'd go out to the beach, they'd play around for maybe 10, 15 minutes, and they'd go back out, and that was it. But but every day, a different 50s era
get up,
swimwear get up, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And we did not laugh, we didn't poke fun, it was just... It was one of those things.
It catches
like,
you off guard. You're like,
what the hell is going on out here?
What is this?
Why is this dude wearing stripes? You know what? You know about Peoples? I used to work at the airport. Okay. There was one time that I worked at the airport. I saw many celebrities come through there. Okay, I've met Flavor
many
Flav.
Many as in M-I-N-I or
no,
many as
many
in M-A-N-Y.
M-A-N-Y.
Just had to clarify for
I
our
met
listeners.
Flavor Flav once.
Flavor Flav.
Yep, I've met Flavor Flav once. But there was this one time, Chris Brown and Rihanna were at the Richmond International Airport. Okay? And this was probably just before.
The SmackDown?
The SmackDown. But get this. The SmackDown was already going on.
Happened in the middle of the airport?
I witnessed Rihanna treating Chris Brown like complete shit and beating on him.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, just maybe, and I know this is a little off topic going with this one, but maybe the man just had had enough of her hitting on him.
Well, there was 24/7. Talks of that.
Yeah, that it was self-defense.
I'm telling you that I personally have seen.
Just like Johnny Depp, that was all self-defense too, wasn't it?
Claimed to be. I'm just telling you, I don't know. Chris Brown claimed self-defense in those particular instances. I didn't see him swing back or hit on her in the middle of the airport. But what I did see was Rihanna wailing on him. I mean, really giving it to him.
Damn.
I got another one from the airport. You want me to tell it?
Yeah, tell
me. People watching or whatever? Well, not people watching, but incident. Man, it was one time. All right, so I was down in one of the atriums, okay?
Uh-huh.
Where the one that had the cheeseburger at the time.
Ooh, good.
So,
R.I.P.
Rest in peace. So we're working, and, you know, you got your busy times and your slow times, just like any other business. You know, so all the planes are loading up damn near the same time, it felt like. So you got a huge rush of people, and then there would be nobody, right? We're in the middle of this rush, and then there was absolutely nobody. I mean, when I say nobody, it was nobody. And I was like, that's kind of weird. So I kind of walk out into the aisle. I'm looking around. What's going on? I don't see anybody. Cheeseburger people coming out. And I'm like, what's going on? They're like, we don't know. Next thing you know, there's all kind of authorities coming through.
Okay? Like TSA or
TSA,
like
airport police,
ooh,
all this. And they're like, close your gates, put the gates down. There's somebody on the loose.
What?
Yeah.
Was there, like they were transporting like a prisoner that got loose or what?
No. So what happened, let's just say his name is John Smith.
All right,
for this
John,
story.
Let's go.
All right, John Smith is coming to RIR. He's got a flight to catch, okay?
Mm-hmm.
John Smith goes through security.
Time out. You said RIR.
I'm sorry.
RIC.
RIC.
Okay. Yep, RIR is the racetrack.
Sorry. RIC.
All good.
Right? Goes to security, sets off the metal detector. Sir, you need to step to the side. And they put him in the little 4x4 square with the little ribbon tape thing around it. Don't move from here. We'll be here to investigate you here in a little bit.
We'll give you the old pat down.
Right? In the meantime, before he gets patted down or investigated, the flight attendant from the so-called airplane he was supposed to be on goes, Mr. John Smith, your flight will be leaving in 5 minutes. Because, you know, in modern times, they get your ticket. They know who's missing.
Yeah.
If you're not here in 5 minutes, John Smith, we're rolling out without you, right?
He said, I got a plane to catch. He won't wait around for TSA.
Wasn't waiting around.
Mm.
He took the he took it upon himself to, you know, lift that little ribbon up, walk out, and board his plane. And that set TSA off.
I'm sure.
And that wasn't the first place they thought to look for him?
Well, it's protocol
to shut down the whole wing.
You know, they, okay. You know, this is back in 2006, 2007. So, you know, 9/11 stuff, a lot
still,
of...
Still pretty fresh.
Yeah. Protocols at the airport were still... you're talking about taking your shoes off, your belt off, all that stuff.
I think
stuff.
You still have to do all that, don't you?
Yeah.
And they really, you still got to take your shoes off?
Yep.
20 years later?
If you would have flown to the cruise, you would have known.
This is why I don't like to fly, because I think it's ridiculous. As an airport employee with credentials, I had to do that to get through security. bullshit. Josh can tell you, we went to the White House once and had less security and pat-downs than getting on an airplane. I remember I accidentally, this back in the days when I used to smoke them cigarettes, okay?
I remember Smoked with cigarettes?
I had accidentally, well, I had my cigarettes in a pocket, and I had my lighter in a pocket. Try to take a damn lighter on an airplane, see what happens, right? So we're going through the security to get into the damn White House, and I'm emptying out my pockets, and I pull out a lighter, a Bic, and I'm like, oh, shit, somebody's about to take me out.
They're about to light your ass up. Secret Service already got the red dot on your ass.
I'm like, oh, my God.
That 50 cal's about to shred your ass.
And I'm looking at the guy who's like, you know, I'm putting all my shit in the tub, right? I'm like, sir, I'm very sorry. Like, I forgot I had the lighter on me. You know, do I need to leave it here? And the guy looks at me like I'm crazy. He said, I'm not worried about your lighter. Not worried about it. I'm going into the damn White House, and he's not worried about my lighter. But I can't get on American Airlines with a bottle of water, much less a lighter.
Who the hell let us on here?
Who let us on here?
That's very true.
Who did let us on
here? All right.
All right, let's wrap this thing up. We got one more topic to cover.
Top three beers.
Brewskis.
The old brew dogs.
This has been brewing all week.
La Cerveza.
This is also another listener request, is it not?
Yes, yeah, same guy. On the bystander.
Okay,
store.
So we need to stop.
He's banned from the request.
We need other people to request stuff so we don't have to answer.
Fan favorite this over here, you know.
That's fine. Hey, man. I'm just thank kidding. You, sir. We appreciate the feedback. We're just busting them balls.
Look, so top three beers.
Brewing all week about this man. One. What do you. I don't want to be a letdown to the people.
Mine's easy.
I know yours is easy. And that's why I feel like it's a letdown.
Why? I don't drink often, and I don't drink a lot of beer.
You do drink often. You just don't drink varieties.
That's very true. If it ain't broke, don't fucking fix it.
All right. I want to start off by saying, I want to point out what's on the table right now.
there's a wide array of stuff.
I want to point out to the people, we have some Mick Ultra cans, some Truly Lemonade cans, and Natural Light Natter Day cans. Okay, we got a wide range.
For the people who don't know, that's a strawberry lemonade drinking beer.
And time out. In the studio, I can spot a Bold Rock.
Oh, there is a Bold Rock.
And Bud Light.
Oh, yeah.
So we got all types of shit in
here.
We got
a wide array.
We do. And I don't know. I guess before we get going into this, I just feel like when somebody's like, what's your top three beers? Like some IPA or craft question. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
We're going to disappoint. If you're into IPAs and you're into like really craft beers, we're about to let you down.
You're not going to get some micro brew bullshit from us.
Nah.
All right. So who wants to go first?
I'll start it
off. Go ahead, Blake.
Let her rip.
I'll go bottom to top. Number three, I'm coming in strong with Bold Rock. Love the Bold Rock. Number two.
Shout out to the locals.
Yeah. Number two, we're going on the dilly motherfucker, Bud Light. And number one, what is on the table, the Mick Ultra. 2.6 carbs and only one less carb or whatever calorie than Miller Lite. Ooh.
Can I ask a question?
What?
When did the Mick Ultra take the number one spot? Because on the cruise, you were drinking a lot of Bud Light.
It's been within the past 2 months,
no,
I guarantee you.
No, they didn't have Mick Ultras on the cruise. That's why.
You always drink Bud Light.
So.
All right. So, Jason, go with your top three.
Man, I am a connoisseur of the beer. And this has been a hard topic for me. I'm literally, no pun intended, but I have brewing over this all week. Okay? I really have.
Are you going 3-2-1? You going 1-2-3?
I'm gonna go 3-2-1, but I honestly can't put them.
They're all these.
You know,
your top three is interchangeable. It'll rotate out.
It could be
rotates okay. with the seasons.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to start off at number three, not with a specific beer, but with a brewery. I'm going to go with Legend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I do like Typical Brown Ale. I do like Typical Brown Ale. Okay, I like the Oktoberfest, I like the Winterfest. I like all, you know, so they got some seasonal. Okay, and that's why, and that's the only reason why I put them at number three, because I will change out their beer per the season. Okay?
Makes sense.
Number two, and this is where I struggle with number two and number one, because it's still a seasonal item. Not seasonal, but seasonal to me. And I'm doing this on a whim right now. Number two, I'm going Bud Light.
Yes, sir.
Really?
It's awkward, but wait till you hear number one.
All right.
Ask your question after you hear number one. Number one, my go-to beer, Landshark.
What happened to the Silver Bullet?
That's been out.
I don't think I've ever seen you drink a Bud Light. That's why
I don't drink Bud Light all the time.
Oh, man.
I've seen it. I was expecting you to hit us with that Co2 rally cap, whatever.
Whatever you had at lunch today.
That is not, I think that's just like a, that's not even a full-time beer for Center of the Universe. It was really good. Shout out, local. It was really good. Anybody out there that likes a shandy, likes that citrusy flavor, check out the Center of the Universe Richmond Rally Cap Shandy. It was really good.
Speaking of shandies, that probably brings in my number three.
Bring it in, boy.
Would be the Lining Kugel Summer Shandy.
You could probably replace that with a better beer.
I probably
Center
could.
Of the Universe.
I might be
Richmond Rally Caps.
I gotta get up to Gus's and get me a pint.
You need to
try to today. You shot me down, look, motherfucker.
I gotta prep this brisket.
For what's tomorrow. All right, what's number two?
Number two would probably be a Red's Apple Ale.
Ooh, I haven't had one of those in a while.
They're pretty good.
Been a hot minute.
No, they are good. I'm just saying I haven't even had the urge to have one.
I had them on vacation a few weeks ago. And it had been a while for me as well. And yeah, they really, really hit the spot.
I can guess you're number one at this point.
Yeah, you know where I'm going. I'm not a beer drinker. Fucking get a Bold Rock, okay? Let's just get it.
All right, you're a Bold Rock guy. Let's go with your all-time favorite flavor.
IPA.
I like it.
Their IPA to me is so good. I could drink that all day, every day.
That's good. All of them are good.
If we were to change this out for just alcoholic beverages in general, that list would look way different.
Well, maybe we'll do that on the next one.
I kind of want to talk about it now.
Well, we're running on an hour.
We can give them another 10 minutes.
This one's so fucking far-fetched, I say we just...
All right, we'll save it.
We'll scrap it. This will be next week's topic for the end of the episode.
Favorite alcoholic just, drinks overall.
Yep. It could be beer. It could be mixed drinks. It could be malt liquors. You could say Mad Dog 2020 for all I care. Or a Four Loko or Steel Reserve, whatever the fuck you want.
This is a preview right here. You're hearing it first. Okay.
See that? We're up in our game. We're promoting next week's all fucking
So you
ready.
Have to tune in to hear what our favorite
all-time alcoholic drink. I feel like we've disappointed him with the beer selection. I don't think they're going to be too happy about that. Actually, the alcoholic part is probably where we're going to get them.
Yeah.
Because
there's a lot of good options out there.
Unless, I'm going to be honest, I'm a liquor drinker, not a beer drinker overall.
You and me both.
You say, hey, you want a liquor drink or a beer drink? I want that liquor drink, baby. You know? Who let us on here?
Oh, my God. Let's go ahead and call it quits for this evening, guys.
Everybody, we thank you for listening. We appreciate your feedback.
Hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All of them. Rate us on the podcast app that you listen on, if you have that ability.
Gmail.
We have a Gmail.
That's all, folks.
I don't know what the Gmail is. I was waiting for Blake to shout it out.
Everything is Shane Emmons Show, and the Twitter is SES_podcast. Don't follow the Twitter. All it does is auto-share the episode links
before we
uploaded.
Before we cancel this out, I want everybody to know... Blake is our official producer. Blake's been working his ass off, studying hard, working hard. And I want to give a shout out to Blake, because without Blake, it'd probably still look like episode one or worse.
Which y'all can't even listen to anymore. It was pulled from the archives. Yeah, it's not even available.
Maybe when we hit episode 20, I will cut the end of episode one where we really shouldn't have said what we said and post it. Because it's still funny as shit.
No, let's go to 100 before we do that.
That sounds good.
We have to hit 100. So that's a year and a half.
A year and a half.
That's almost 2 years of episodes.
God.
Well, that would be
52. The first year anniversary.
Well, because with some episode, some weeks we've had two episodes a week, so it's
get us to 2,000 downloads and we'll drop it.
Ooh, I like that one.
That's a good goal.
We're at 625. That's what makes
a great producer coming in there hot.
2,000 downloads and we will re-upload episode one for all of your
enjoyment and our embarrassment.
You damn right. Good night, y'all.
All right,
good
thanks, night. Guys.
Thank you.
Peace.